Now, Mishnah Vav of Perek Vav Bava Kama. This, the Mishnah says, Gates Yatzim Tachas HaPatish VeHizik. If you have a blacksmith, and no, he's like, he's got a big, heavy blacksmith hammer that's called the patish, and, no, the anvil is like the thing underneath it that's the heavy. So he's smacking the hammer onto the anvil, and between the two there's like a piece of, you know, metal getting flattened out. So what happens is, sparks will fly, especially if it's hot. Sparks will fly, metal hitting metal makes sparks, and that, if that, that's the gates. The gates of the spark, sheyatza, that goes out mitachat from under hapatish, from the big smith's hammer, vizik, and it causes a fire, so, or causes damage. Chayev, the blacksmith is on the hook. Now, interestingly, there's a machlokas Rishonim, why? Tosus learns this is the case of Eish. This is like a fire. The only thing sparks can do, it's going to land on your shirt and burn a hole through your clothes. It's called fire. Rambam learns, no, it's you smacking metal against metal and sparks flying off. That's the same as like we saw before in the Masechta, you chopping a tree and like a piece of wood chips flying off or anything else. Like, that's for the Adam Amazik. You're responsible. Like, you're playing baseball. You whack a ball and it goes through my window. So the din is, it's you that put a hole through my window with your baseball. Or what do you want? It's not nothing to the baseball being whatever. So it's not a din in, like, you know. So the Rambam says that the spark flying off is not a din in Eish, the fire spread. No, you hit your hammer and off the spark and landed on me. It's not a fire, it's you. The difference would be, say, for example, Tumun. Like, if an haystack is hidden inside, for example, it's an afkamina. The poskim seem to come out, by the way, that it's like sort of in the middle. That if there's no wind, and that the spark flew from direct power of the man, it's Adam HaMatzik, the human being did it, and he's Mu'ud La'olam. And if the wind helped it, then it'll be like fire. And there'll be, you know, there's rules of, you know, see if fire can only spread so far. It flew over the wall and everything else, then it'll be Pater. Okay, in any case, that's that. Now, Nudin, you have a Gamal, a camel. Excuse me. The camel was shahaya ta'un pishton. It's totally overladen with flax. Flax is very flammable. And this guy was overloaded his camel with flax, which means that as he walks vavar b'shus haram, as he passed through the public place, he is like the camel's, the flax, like stalks are, or I don't know, stalks or stuff, is like pushing out and even and poking through people's windows as it walks by. And the people inside have of the windows have open flames because they have candles. That's how they lit things in those days. It was a fire. So what's going to happen, of course, is the nichnas pishtanu l'socha chanut, the owner's camel's flax went inside the shopkeeper's shop, v'dalku b'neiro, and caught on fire because of the shopkeeper's flame. Shalchen vani, the shopkeeper, v'hidli kesabira, and then the whole shopping center burns down. So, Bala Gamal Chayev, the camel owner is responsible. What did you expect? You know, this is how people light things. You know, this, it's going to switch through someone's window, it's going to catch on fire. You're responsible. You have to watch what your stuff does. On the other hand, if the shopkeeper decided he put an open flame on the outside of his building, well, what do you expect? People, well, it's open traffic over there. You can't put fires in the public place. So the shopkeeper's on the hook. Rabbi Huda says, B'ner Chanukah, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, it's different. In such a case, he's Patar. Why, says Rabbi Huda? Because listen, the Beis Din told the person, like the Torah, the Beis Din, the rabbi said, put your Ner Chanukah, your Shabbos candles outside. So he did what the Beis Din told him to do. So Rabbi Huda holds, since you're acting under the sanction of the Beis Din, you're off the hook. What do you want? That is not the halacha. The halacha is, you have to follow the Beis Din's rules, but you still can't be irresponsible. The Beis Din never told you to light people's, you know, put a fire where people catch on fire. And therefore, we don't say the Chenvani did what he was supposed to do, and the camel driver should have been looking out for its Hanukkah, he should have looked out for Hanukkah candles. No, you're responsible. You put a fire out there, you're responsible.
You're responsible if Hanukkah is out there and the camel driver comes by and gets...
If you put it in the public place, yeah, why not?
No, it's in your doorstep. It's in the front of your house where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, outside your doorstep where it's supposed to be is also where people are walking by with their camels laden with flax.
Are we assuming by saying Hanukkah, we're assuming this is Hanukkah?
Yeah, that's Hanukkah. It's in the, it says near Hanukkah.
Right. So your near Hanukkah is out there where it's supposed to be. How can you be responsible? Because the camel driver comes by with this stuff.
That's what Rabbi Huda said. But I'll tell you, but the Chum say, no, you should know better. If it's the, we're not talking about your house. Like, you're right. No one it's not normal for people driving their camels laden with flax in front of your doorstep because you live in Beit Shemesh with a sidewalk. But if you were in the Shuk, think the Arab Shuk, that's what we're talking about here. If you're in the Arab Shuk, where like, it's only this wide and people are stepping through all their stuff, and you put a fire open flame out where open flame shouldn't be, then who cares it's Hanukkah? You can't do that. There's people going through with
I'm just envisioning
merchandise.
It's not like the
no, they want this. No, this is the. This is a place where it's normal for people to schlep their camels laden with flax or the equivalents through this place, and it would catch on fire. So then, the question is: on the one hand, I have a right to be here. This is where else am I supposed to go? On the other hand, you have a right to put your fire out because it's Hanukkah. So then, Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, the Beit said put your candle out. The camel driver should beware, right? The Tanakhama holds no. Camels are here. You have to be careful. Just because it's Hanukkah, you can be irresponsible with fires in an open place. That's the Machlokas. Where are they supposed to go? Where are they supposed to go? Well, maybe he's some Arab merchant schlepping through. What do you want from him? Good, it's Hanukkah. What do you want? You put a fire in a public place. What do you want? It's a Jewish Arab who doesn't know about Hanukkah. What do you want? I'm saying, no, but the point is what you're... I'm trying to think of a... You put your Hanukkah menorah in the storage elevator. In the elevator. Elevators are tight places where people are expected to cram inside, and they get overcrowded, and they have backpacks, and they took their backpack to the wall. Of course, some backpacks going to catch on fire sooner or later. It's a little elevator. What are you doing putting your fire over there? That's the story. And then I'm allowed to use the elevator. People use the elevator. It's crowded in there, and things will catch on fire. I don't want to hear about that to you. I mean, you're catching this weird Sonic whenever it belongs. That's the Machlokas, but that's the din is, be careful. You can't put your fire in a public place where people go. And if you do, you're responsible. Again, no. Yeah, that's that. Okay.